Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Bear. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jose hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes McRae. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. McRae steals second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Joyner takes first base on ball four. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Joyner moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Cora. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Cora steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Brett trying to get to third. Gielen throws to Ventura who tags Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gielen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Hyatt reaches third base with a triple. Gwynn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura bunts towards the mound. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 3 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Karkoviche moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. Dillon moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Mark Gubazon now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora bunts towards first. Joyner fields the ball and throws to Gubazon covering. Safe. Dillon moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Dillon scores. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. It's 5-4, Royals. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McRae hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. McRae steals third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Joyner moves to second. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gwynn strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. McRae scores. Joyner moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dillon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose is 0 for 4 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Jose. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Reigns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive beyond second. Lind can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Steve Sachs pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.